Good morning and welcome to Grand Final Week. Does it feel different this morning? Are you a little toey? Has your resolve to remain calm abandoned you, or are you a Zen master? 0433 98 11 16. We've set up a Monday means test you can carry with you for the week and reference as the game unfolds on Saturday night. The critical measures and the determining factors through the categories of the means test with David King from 9:30. But before we hook into that, it's time to cast some snap judgments. So Ollie Wines is going to join me in 20 minutes. Brownlow, grand final racing roadmap. We'll deal with the multi of doom once Kingy arrives. 1-300-736-736. Your snap judgments this Monday morning after a curiously vacant weekend of sport. It was a thriller of a Brownlow count that took some great twists along the way before delivering the trifecta in the favoured order, as it turned out. As has been the case for a few years now, there was a phenomenal concentration of votes for the star players. The game is set up to revolve around the prime movers, and thus so does the Brownlow medal count. In 2017, Dusty Martin turned in what some regard as the greatest season ever by an individual, or at least the best since Lee Matthews. Dusty set the record of 36 votes. That was equaled by Ollie Wines last night. He polled in a remarkable 16 of 22 games. So record setting by every measure without being regarded as all time. That's the modern Brownlow. An incredible concentration of votes around the star players. I went through a few phases during the count. Initially, I thought Clayton Oliver was going to poll 40. For 5 minutes, it looked like Sam Walsh might cause a delightful upset. Marcus Bontempelli was always going to be a sitting shot late. And then Ollie Wines lived up to the billing, charging home to victory. It was all tied together. It was immensely satisfying.
Port Adelaide, O Wines, 2 votes. Port Adelaide, T Boat, 3 votes. And I declare the winner of the 2021 Brownlow Medal is Ollie Wines of the Port Adelaide Football Club.
I'm a little bit rattled, to be honest, still. There's so many great players that I still look up to at my age, and they've had tremendous seasons, and a lot of them are obviously playing on Saturday in the biggest game of the year, and I'm extremely envious of them, and I'd love to be in their position, but as you said, it wasn't to be this year, and I know we'll rebound and go again next year. I didn't expect to go to Port Adelaide or go into state from Victoria. I'm a very home-orientated person, and I had a really good upbringing with my family, and it was a little bit shocked to go to Port Adelaide, and there was a few tears from mum and dad and myself on the night, but I guess it's only strengthened me to the person I am today, and to be honest, it's the best decision the club could have made for me, and me as a human, and as Boakie said tonight, us as a human rather than a football is most important. So I think they've developed me into the man I am today, and I'm very proud of that.
Ollie Wines, who will join me the morning after in about 20 minutes' time. What you can spare me this morning is the hand-wringing around the midfielders' medal. So 7 of the top 10 last night married up with a coach's award. The Brownlow had Boak, Mitchell and Wines ahead of Miller, Merritt and Mundy as the three that were in and out of the respective top 10s. All mids, and they all polled well in both awards. Last night was a true reflection of the game, how it's played and how it's judged across the boards. If the umpires had strayed from the dominance of the midfields, they would be the ones out of step. For what it's worth, the All-Australian defenders as a collective polled 31 votes. Stewart 9, Allier 7, Rich 6, Lever 5, Dale 3, and May 1. A few other random thoughts. Luke Dunstan polled 11 votes and finished behind only Jack Steele at St Kilda, yet he's been told he's out, and there's not really a long queue for his services. 11 votes, L. Dunstan. It's been a very good few days for Tom Mitchell. Hawthorn best and fairest, 25 Brownlow votes, T. Mitchell, if he does end up being a feature of Trade Week, he is going to require a prime pick. When you think about what's been bandied around Adam Chera, Tom Mitchell, best and fairest, 25 votes. David Mundy was the most popular poller in the room. Is Cooper Sharman the least likely player to poll a Brownlow vote in living memory? When you think through his journey of where his season started, how he comes to the AFL, and then he polls a Brownlow vote. He might be the least likely player to poll a vote in living memory. Did we get the mark of the year right? I'm not sure Jack thinks so. And how big a role do you think Hutto played in securing Caleb Sarong goal of the year? The power of a great call. I think he should be on 25% of the cut. Sarong's a right.